What changes, if any, would you make in the process that the board took to arrive at their decision to change the mailbox design?
Well, the changes actually are already there, and that was through the master plan. The process is that things of this type, the projects or whatever you'd like to call them, go through the NPOC process, okay, which is to be vetted out through a committee and then back through NPOC to the board. As you're aware, with a lot of things that start, when you start, it's where you start, which comes first, the chicken or the egg. And unfortunately, I don't know if you say the chicken came first or the egg, but that happened to have been the first project that was out of the chute. And perhaps maybe did not follow the process that is set up, okay, for different things. In doing so, there was perhaps maybe more informational meetings that could have been done, more input that could have been done. You know, we learned from, and I don't want to call it a mistake, okay, but we learned from experience things that happened maybe to be done a little bit differently. I think that as you see the different projects come on board from the master plan, you're going to see them follow the, you know, not even correct, I don't want to call it correct, but you're going to see them follow the process in the master plan so that when they come to the board for a decision, they will have been vetted through the MPOC, which has been vetted through the community. And so therefore, when we make a decision, hopefully it will have more buy-in, okay, than perhaps maybe was done on the mailboxes. It's a learning experience, okay, so I would have to say I learned from my first year on the board, okay. Still learning, so, you know, we learn from these challenges. So.
Well, if you want to upset a bunch of people, change something, and don't let them know. And I pay attention. I really pay attention. And this mailbox thing just kind of snuck up on me. And all of a sudden, we were getting new mailboxes. And I think, really, if there was something to be changed, there should have been some more communication. It seemed to me like there was a design, and we go, oh, well, that's nice. And then all of a sudden, it was proposed and accepted, and, you know, ta-da, mailboxes started going up. It just seems to me that we needed better communication that we didn't get. And I know that when I mentioned this to Jane Chris, our community manager, she said, we tried. But I don't think it was quite enough because a lot of us weren't on board when all of this happened. And so many people do it.
One of the things I dislike about the mailboxes, the fact that we, or at least I'm unaware if we were, given the choice to have our names on them. That to me is one of the things, again, we're a community. You know who your neighbors are, at least last names. It gives it a better feel. That I don't like. I don't like the way the payment thing was done. We're going to take this out of your dues, this much money. I think in this economy, people are struggling to pay their dues, not to mention their mortgage payment. I think there should have been something worked out to where, okay, if your dues are going to go up a minuscule amount over a year. And this may be something that I'm speaking of that wasn't something that could happen. You know, I'm not sure about that. I agree, whenever you have change, there are going to be a lot of people that don't like it. We do need a lot of change. We need a lot of improvements, in my opinion, that need to be done well. But I really think it should have been communicated better.